This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 25th. God's word for you today is The Voice. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 29, verse 4, 7 to 8. And it says, "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh." Lamentations chapter 3 verse 37 says, "Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commanded it not? Everything that has been said concerning you that is not of God will not come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus." Everything that has been said concerning you that has come to pass and is not of God, we reverse it now in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." There is a difference between the word of God, which we have to ingest consistently, and the voice of God. The word of God can be written, can be stated, and it is forever settled. But it is the voice of God that brings the difference in people's lives. And what Jesus says is that we will live by every word that proceeds out of his mouth, the voice. For instance, it is written, "By his wounds we were healed." Maybe while we were praying, you heard the voice of God say to you that by the wounds of Jesus you are healed, and you received your healing. That is the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, every voice in your life that is contrary to the voice of God will be swallowed by the voice of God in Jesus' name. The words spoken over you determine your limitlessness. The second thing that determines your limitlessness is the words you speak. You speak words every day. This means that every single day you determine by yourself whether you are going to be limited or limitless. What a privilege, but it is also scary. So every single day you get to determine how limitless you are. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2 says, "You have been trapped by what you said, and snared by the words of your mouth." The words that you speak are the things that actually trap you. Check if you can recall. Most of the challenges that you have had to deal with, a lot of time you used your mouth to call it forth. But I pray that God will have mercy upon you today. I pray the negative words that you have spoken that are caging and limiting you will be taken out in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." This scripture brings the Garden of Eden to mind. Death and life were in the Garden of Eden, represented by the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve determined how limitless or limited they will be by the fruit they ate, by the words you speak every day, the fruit of your lips. You determine how limitless you will be. Let us pray. Father, help me not to speak what you are not saying in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.